The Pac-12. Yeah, according to Ross Dellinger of Yahoo Sports, the Pac-12 is back. Well, almost. The Conference of Champions is on the way to rebuilding, starting with the acquisition Thursday of four Mountain West schools: Boise State, San Diego State, Colorado State, and Fresno State. They will begin play in the new league in the fall of 2026. This gets Pac-12 Commissioner Teresa Gould to six members with Oregon State and Washington State. She needs at least two more additions to reach the NCAA's minimum threshold to qualify as an FBS conference. She has only a matter of months to do so. The Pac-12 must reach eight members by July of 2026, the end of the NCAA's two-year grace period that allows the league to reestablish itself. So then the big question becomes, where are those additions going to come from? And Ross writes about the ACC and the Big 12. The Pac-12's first option was not to rebuild. It was a fine option and one they were comfortable with, but it certainly wasn't the priority. Oregon State and Washington State's top option was the same as all the other schools left searching for a home after Washington and Oregon left for the Big Ten. They wanted to join and establish a power conference. Overtures to the Big 12 and the ACC went nowhere. They showed little to no interest as they did last fall when the leagues took Colorado, Utah, Arizona, and Arizona State, and Stanford and Cal go to the ACC. There was hope, expressed even publicly at times, that a significant realignment event in the ACC, FSU, Clemson, among others, would trigger a domino effect that could benefit the Pac-12's future. Perhaps they could serve as replacement and form an ACC West Coast wing with Stanford and Cal. Or maybe the Cardinal and the Bears would be willing, in an ACC left in disarray, to join them in their quest to rebuild. Neither has happened. That leaves them here, rebuilding with the addition of the Mountain West schools. And before you ask, Stanford and Cal did sign the ACC grant of rights, binding them to the league until 2036, as the deal is currently written. For now, as the ACC agreement is written, they are not candidates in a Pac-12 rebuild. But one day, if the ACC starts losing members, could they be? Sure. For now, that's not the case. So let's go to the AAC. If the Pac-12's next preferred expansion targets were in the Mountain West beyond the four already named, they'd likely have taken them this week. That's, to me, like, that seems obvious. Like, at one time, the thought was they were basically just going to fold the Mountain West into the Pac-12, but everybody was going to have to wait. And clearly what happens in all these situations, for those that are curious, you get a media consultant who tells you, here are the brands that TV contracts, TV providers will care about, because it's important to note this. They don't have a TV deal.
Nope.
They have this little agreement with the CW, but they don't have a long-term deal. That also explains why trying to poach other schools from like the Big 12 and the ACC, like that's just not going to happen. If the Pac-12's next preferred expansion targets were in the Mountain West, beyond the four already named, they'd already take him. They didn't, a sign that they may look for easterly candidates. The AAC has the most attractive members from a TV market, brand value, and on-field success perspective, including Memphis, Tulane, UTSA, North Texas, Rice, and even one in Florida, which is South Florida. Texas schools would make strong travel partners with one another. Same goes with Tulane and Rice, two high academic institutions that are close in proximity, though Rice is a hard sell. If given the chance, not all will get interest from the Pac-12. He also notes that that is speculative. These schools must decide if moving to a conference across the country in a completely different region and cultural fit is offset by the Pac-12's brand and television schedule. The problem? We don't know its TV value. But those at the Pac-12 estimate it to be higher than the best group of five deal, which is the American, which distributes around 8 to 10 million to its members annually. All right, so let's lay it out. Here's the situation. The Pac-12 was largely hoping for either the ACC to break apart or some type of chaotic event in which, yes, you know you're not getting North Carolina, Virginia, whatnot.
Yep.
But you're going to at least have some people without a home. And so you can take what's left there. That has not happened. Could that happen this summer? 100%. It feels like we had always been seeing realignment stuff mainly happened this summer. I think this is the first time I feel like it's actually happened in season. So then we also combine this with what we know from the Big 12 this week, which is we now get reports that the pursuit of UConn's likely dead and likely not to happen. Mm-hmm. But what it also tells me is the Big 12 is not exactly just sitting down, and they're still going to be active. So here's the question that would arise for Memphis. I should say questions. Number one, what is the value of this new league going to be? Because you're going to have to pay some type of penalty to leave the American.
Yeah, you are.
Further, what is the structure going to be? Are you going to be in a league? Is this new Pac-12 going to be the first conference that actually tries the model that had been speculated about for a few years now, which is you have a West Coast division and an East Coast division, largely for all your non-revenue sports. They're all playing the division opponents for travel reasons, whatnot. And do you go with that path? That, to me, seems the most likely scenario. But this is the other question. If you're Memphis, are you going to sit there and go, it's a better league than we're in, let's just do that?
That's what it comes down to me.
And then the other question then becomes, what are you risking? Because to me, it seems like you're in a prisoner's dilemma. Number one, it's like the financial stuff. That stuff tends to sort itself out. But do you bypass this opportunity for the option to perhaps get an ACC bid when inevitably some people leave?
Yeah.
Or do you still hold out hope for the Big 12? I have no idea what I would do, because there's also this reality. What we typically have seen in every round of realignment is one conference goes away. So if you start back in 92 when we get the first big realignment, you have the SEC adding Arkansas and South Carolina.
Yeah.
It leads to the end of the Southwest Conference. Yep. The remnants go with the Big Eight. You form the Big 12, and then the rest were left trying to find a home. We saw it the next time around with the Big East going away. The ACC expands.
Yep.
Then we have the Pac-10 expanding. The SEC expands. Big East goes away. Last time, we've seen it. The Pac-12, for all intents and purposes, goes away. The question will be, whatever change the ACC has, does that change lead to the end of the ACC, or does it lead to, all right, Clemson, Florida State, Miami, maybe North Carolina, Virginia, like they leave, but there's still a league?
Yeah.
Because I still think that league makes more sense than this Pac-12 league.
Yeah. But this is like Group of Five All-Stars right now.
Correct. Right? But the other issue is, what if you get to the point with the ACC where the people that want out get the numbers and they can vote to dissolve the league? You can't pay, you don't have to pay an exit fee to something that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Well, that becomes a problem. And so now if you're Memphis and you've told the Pac-12, thanks, but no thanks, well, now you are in this situation.
No Pac-12.
Well, there's A, there's
no ACC.
There's no ACC, and those schools are probably going to jump you in line.
Yeah.
So, obviously, you'd have to know what the financials are. I just wonder if you're better off taking it.
I don't know.
What do you think?
I'm not jumping on the Pac-12 right now. I think the other good thing is you
don't have to do it right now. Yeah, that's the other
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. I think you're in a good waiting position, and you say, let's see who else takes the bait. Let's see who else wants to. There has to be some Power Five. You have to get a couple more Power Five schools, I think. Like, you have to get one of those schools. Maybe it's, you know, I mean, I don't know how the Stanford and Cal stuff will.
So, but here, I'll lay it out for you this way.
Yeah.
Stanford and Cal already know that the travel stuff is a nightmare, and we're just into September.
Yep.
So
yep.
they know it's a nightmare. The problem is, there's nowhere the check that Stanford obviously, being a rich private school, if they needed to fund itself, they could. The problem is Cal spent a ton of money and they are broke. They need the checks.
Yeah.
So I still just think it's unlikely. Every single person that I know that keeps up with this says that's a pipe dream.
Yeah.
Now, the irony to me would be if SMU basically spent like $700 million to go to a league that's gone in 24 months, like that would be laugh out loud funny to me.
Yeah.
I'm obviously not like rooting for it because I do think that's the one that makes the most sense for Memphis. But like this is kind of the situation that you find yourself in. It's like if you don't, it seems to me at this point, you have a real problem. If you just stand pat in the AAC, nobody's excited about this league.
Yeah, you're going to get left behind.
So are you better off just sitting there going like, okay, maybe we could get something better on the horizon, but we have to just take this now.
But if you jump now, you become Stanford and Cal. You're pretty much tied.
But at least you're not Charlotte.
Yeah.
And that's the problem that you're at right now.
They're Charlotte right now.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, they're better Charlotte, but you're in that same
league. Yeah.
So I don't know what I do. I mean, if you're in a league of, all right, what else could you put together? What else could you cobble together? All right, let's say the six West Coast. Let's say you're trying to do six.
You have to have more universities on this side. So
who else? All right, let's say you could add. The one that makes the most sense to me is Tulane.
Tulane.
Because Tulane now decided they care about sports.
South Florida? It's a Florida school.
Yeah. All right, who else is coming with you from? Because, like, the other names that were mentioned were UNLV, and actually most people were surprised that UNLV wasn't included in this list of four.
Yeah, in the original list, yeah.
But then, I mean, to me it's like, basically what you'd kind of be doing is you're basically staying in the same league that you're in and having crossover games with the Mountain West schools.
It's like a group of five, like, just merger, you know, in a way. I don't think that's what you're looking for if you're Memphis.
I mean, do you maybe think about some of the Sun Belt teams? Do you take App or are you taking, like...
That doesn't move me enough. Like,
I'm serious.
That's not sustainable to stack up with the other power conferences that'll be out there.
I'm dead serious. The money is the reason the answer is no. Would you rather play in the Sun Belt than this version?
The leftovers of the AAC?
Right. Because I look at it this way. All right. And maybe it's probably the money is the reason why it doesn't matter anyway, because it's just a hypothetical. But like, I feel like I'd rather play in a league with Arkansas State, Lafayette, Texas State, Southern Miss, Troy, South Alabama, Coastal Carolina, James Madison, App State. Like, it's not as good as basketball, but it's not like the AAC in basketball is a good, great league.
Yeah, Memphis will...
There are more football games that you would care about.
Definitely more football games you care about.
But money, of course, is the reason. So, here we are. So, I don't know.
Yeah, those schools aren't jumping off the page, you know, from a TV rights deal perspective. Not the Sun Belt schools. Not as much as those.
I'm curious to see if this actually works.
I don't know. It doesn't... I mean, it's like you said, it's Mountain West schools right now.
It feels like there's a better... It feels like to me, if you're game theorying out, because I don't see how, A, you can make this East-West thing work with enough brands.
Yes, yeah.
And so it seems like to me the most likely outcome is the outcome that they are trying to avoid, which is they're just going to end up having to take more Mountain West schools.
Yeah, it's just going to be the Mountain West.
And by the way, before anyone points out... Brett McMurphy wrote this morning that this new league is going to be in the group of six.
Oh, well.
So you're not even really dangling that carrot.
Yeah.
God, that's not a really decision. Like, in the end, like, to me, the money is what would probably make the decision. You would at least have a few more interesting football games.
The Big 12 is still the one you're shooting for, and you keep the ACC in your back pocket.
But then you're kind of in the same spot with the Big 12. To me, it's like, if the Big 12 wanted you, you'd be there.
I agree.
And what is another seismic event that's going to make the Big 12 actually take you this time? Because to me, it's like they can take you right now, and they're not. The only other things that could happen is more shakeup.
Yeah.
And to me, it's like more shakeup, they're going to go take the teams that get left out.
That means you're just going to fall back further behind. Yeah. I can see that.
Oh, man, isn't college sports fun?